Work the Cities. Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 1909. Tacoma Park, Washington, D.C., Brother Irwin's home. I awake at 12 o'clock at night. I have had a message given me which I must give to the people in plain terms before I leave this place. Also, a message has been given me for Elder Prescott and Elder Daniels. They are both in great spiritual danger. They do not come into line where the Holy Spirit can bless them and raise them up above the mist and fog so prevalent at this time. I have this night been sad, so very painfully sad, because I still have words to say to both of these brethren. They do not see and sense and realize the great work before us and the position that they themselves are in. They need so much to sit at the feet of Jesus and to learn of the Lord Jesus Christ lessons of meekness and self-denial. They need to take steps upward and climb the divine ladder. I will try to speak intelligently. Neither of these men, in responsible places, genuinely feels the necessity of climbing every round of this scriptural ladder placed firmly upon the earth. And round after round of this spiritual emblem must be their only safety in climbing heavenward. The earthward is now blocking the way of many. I cannot now write all I desire and am charged to write. A decided work will change the religious experience of those settled at Washington, else the Lord will not be glorified in the work. I am soon to leave this place, and yet the work is not bound off to meet the mind of God. The inspiration of the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and I have spoken under its influence. The Lord has given me a message to bear to the large congregation in this place, and at the commencement of the meeting, I was to speak to the people the words that the Lord should give me, without let or hindrance. I have put my message in your mind and heart at this meeting, and have given you a voice that all may hear, and angels will make the impression. Hereafter, you will have words to speak, for some of the people in responsible positions have not been pleased with the impression left upon minds, which dampened their zeal in certain directions, that they could not carry out all their devisings. I have given the message in the name of the Lord, but I am instructed that a much greater work would have been done if all the people in official positions had received the message. This is why the burden still remains on my soul. The reason why they could not follow out their large plans was that they could not handle them, for these plans would not glorify God. Ministers and workers needed to be in a different attitude spiritually. The work could not be carried out as they devised. Every minister, every physician, every officer in connection with the work, if he would seek the Lord to learn Christ's way, would, in all his plans, work out the Lord's plans under the Holy Spirit's guidance. The Lord would have the Holy Spirit work with every man to change his own human plans for God's plans. The work of earnestly seeking the Lord in all humility of heart was not evidenced. When the Holy Spirit comes to the soul, there will be impressions and ideas of altogether a different order. It is evident that God's Holy Spirit does not have free course in its power upon human minds, because it is mingled in with the influence of too many unconverted souls. There is the self-glory in which God takes no part. When souls, old and young, are soundly converted, their experience will be revealed in all their words, motives, and actions. Christ says to his people, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works
and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now the explanation. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14 to 20. There are counter-influences that are working to weaken the impression of the truth. Angels of God are not round about the ones who are connected with some of the workers.
Now the Lord sees that the messages he gave me for this meeting are not doing the work that should have been done. I am to say, our cities remain unworked, while those who should take the burden to carry the message and set in order the work are doing very little in this line. Brother Evans has been appointed to go to far-off fields, when these very cities that have been kept before us are left unworked. Close by are cities in which scarcely anything has been done. Are there not those of all nationalities in these cities? Some will receive the light of truth quickly, could houses and halls be secured, or camp meetings be held in our cities in a proper season of the year. Will Elder Daniels awake to the situation? And if not, give place to someone who will work now. The Sunday question is being agitated. What better thing could be done than to set in operation meetings right in our home cities to meet the emergencies? God calls for more decided efforts. I have called attention to these cities again and again. There are to be no uncertain messages given in Washington or any other place. The most solemn message ever given to mortals is being presented, and yet this is circumscribed. But few places are having the light in our cities. I am to wake up the watchmen. Ministers and physicians are to wake up. All are to act a part. I am writing by lamplight this morning. I am to speak decidedly. Enter the cities in America. Let all your buildings be built as inexpensively as possible, and with little pretense of show, for we have no means, nor have we time to do that kind of work. The Lord is coming. Let this be our message. The angels will accompany our sincere efforts. When the world sees us at work personally in our cities to give the truth as we gave it in 1842, 1843, and 1844, such efforts will stir our cities. We have no time to lose. Brother Prescott has had his message that the voice used in our cities is a powerful agency to proclaim the truth. The Lord calls now for means to work these cities, and my messages must not be blocked so that the words shall be turned aside. He says, I have put my spirit upon you, and you are to speak to our people, and I will be with you. Whether or not those in Washington will turn aside my special message, and by their own interpretation make this message a thing of naught, go in before the congregation. Wake up the watchman.